The Caritas Federation General Assembly continues here in Rome with 300 representatives from Caritas member organizations from around the world set to elect a new Secretary General tomorrow. The candidates for the position of Secretary General are Paolo Becciegato, head of the International Unit of Caritas Italy, Michelle Waugh, the Director of Advocacy for Caritas France, and Karel Zelenka, the Catholic Relief Services Country Representative for South Africa. We spoke to CRS Delegate Chris Tucker and Caritas New Zealand Delegate Mark Richards about Caritas' Catholic identity and being at the forefront of the Church's mission to those most in need.
I would say our Catholic identity is not only critical, but it's essential to who we are and allows us to do the kind of work that we have done. Even in countries that are not predominantly Christian and certainly not Catholic, I think there's a great deal of respect for people who come from a faith background. Tremendous respect for the Catholic Church, and at least for us at Catholic Relief Services, we have never felt that it hindered in any way our work. And there's many, many examples that I can tell you in which it actually opened doors in every country where we've been.
And I think the other angle is from coming from a country in which we're only a 14%, so where our Catholicism hasn't been our selling point, it is, but the absolute dedication of the Catholic community to international development, aid, especially humanitarian response, is essential. But I think the thing which I find in Caritas in Veritate, I think it's at 6 and 7, where he outlines for Pope Benedict, he outlines that for good moral life, that pure justice leading to compassion, leading to, I think it's gratitude and community, and then secondly, the common good, that those give us a language which we can frame partnerships with. The question is, how do we do that? And we do that very clearly by stating where we're getting it from and where it's coming from, which is our belief in the gospel, which calls to serve the poor.
Your local Caritas, you're bringing the US reality here to this General Assembly. What will you be telling them about CRS and its work?
Well, Catholic Relief Services is in 100 countries around the world. We work in emergencies, relief, development, and justice and peace. The Catholic Church organizations are our partners of preference because we are, at the end of the day, one church.
New Zealand has had a pretty hard time the last couple of months, and we saw Caritas, despite, you know, Catholics being a minority within New Zealand, we're at the forefront of helping people who are victims of the Christchurch earthquake. Mm. Has that really helped people to become aware in New Zealand of what you do, or is it still that is still a major challenge for you?
It's still a major challenge in the sense that we had a major issue within the country of whether we actually went to, in our response, as Caritas. And so the bishop's advice was, the bishop's desire, that we actually went and we went through our normal agencies, because our primarily for relief and humanitarian has been offshore. So, but it has raised that issue for us of how do we respond to a domestic humanitarian crisis, and that has really challenged both our own organisation and has led to a wider exposure.
So Caritas New Zealand is a very particular mandate, do you?
Our mandate is actually rather wide. It's wide, but it's not domestic in terms of humanitarian. There are social services outreaches which do that. So we do the humanitarian, we do relief, we do development, and then we are the Bishops' Conference's agents with the government in respect of justice issues. So we do a lot of advocacy work at that level. But when it came to domestic crisis, that wasn't something which we've had to experience before.
And what was the experience like?
I suppose I should say publicly, it's been mixed. On one level, the earthquake coincided with our great appeal for the year, which was Lent, and large people, numbers of our Catholic faithful wanted to just give the money straight to Christchurch. And so we had to re-evaluate the way in which so 25% of our Lenten collection has gone directly to Christchurch. So it is a challenge. On the other hand, it has really brought home the commonalities which we have found in that experience with what we've seen in Haiti, in the tsunami, in most of our humanitarian relief. We've actually seen the same issues arriving at the bottom within the challenged socioeconomic groups of our own country. And so that's been a real challenge back to our own community.
But of course, the General Assembly brings together not only national interests, but international interests. And CRS perhaps is one of the big brothers or sisters, shall we say, of the Caritas family, because you are really everywhere. And I'm thinking particularly of Haiti. that Mark mentioned there, and of Pakistan, because a lot of the focus of Caritas is on the aftermath of these disasters that people forget about once they're outside news headlines. Can you talk to us maybe a little bit about CRS's experience there?
Well, in Haiti, we were very fortunate that we had been in the country working with local church partners for about 50 years. We had warehouses in Lakai, which actually had food stocks in them. So within 24 hours, our team in Lakai was on the road with trucks, taking food, relief supplies, up to Port-au-Prince. At the same time, we have an office in Santo Domingo, and they were able to bring supplies, particularly hygienic supplies, in from the Dominican Republic. We were able to mobilize, as I say, literally within 24 hours. And then, of course, over the next several days, as assistance began to come in from other Caritas partners, then there was a coordination role among all of us to ensure that we were working together rather than competing with each other. I think it's a real sign of just how wonderful the presence of the church can be when we come together, whether it's in an emergency situation like Haiti or if it's to tackle development challenges. Now, the work in Haiti will go on for a decade. People, I think, felt that at the one-year anniversary that somehow the problems would be solved. And in reality, at the one-year mark, while much of the immediate relief efforts were phased out, moving people to more transitional or permanent shelters, creating jobs, rebuilding schools and other buildings, that'll take decades.
And CRS will remain there.
Absolutely, yeah. For as long as it takes.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.